Thanks for tuning in and finding Organic Matters once again. Well, spring has sprung in a good part of the nation, although there's still some terrible snowstorms and things, but we're going to talk a little bit about spring gardening, and something I don't bring up very often, but I've happened to move again, which I do occasionally just to get around to do things, and I have an unusual amount of shade. So I'm going to actually go into the whatever number of vegetables I end up with that I'm going to grow, because they're vegetables that do grow well in the shade. A lot of people don't realize there's a fair number of them that'll do just fine. As a rule, I do have to say that most vegetables are high light plants because they need that extra energy that they get from the sun to produce food. Sunlight is what helps them in food production, processes, and of course photosynthesis. Unless they get sufficient time in the sun, many cannot make enough food for themselves and for us. However, there are a number of shade-tolerant vegetables that will do quite well if properly planted. Sort of at the top of the list for shade-tolerant vegetables are the leafy vegetables and the herbs, because they actually store their food and do the production right within the leaves, so they don't have to put that extra energy out to put a particular fruit on. Root vegetables follow next. If you have a patch that receives light to partial shade, choose plants from some of the following I'm going to give you options for. So at the beginning is one I've had a lot of success with and didn't even know a lot about it. Yeah, way back when I got into vegetables, it's called bok choy. In Georgia, where I was raised, it actually was sold in the store as Chinese cabbage. I guess it must come from China. This vegetable does not grow cabbage heads, but has an open leaf structure consisting of some big green leaves that are out on long, kind of spoon-shaped leaf stalks. Very high in vitamin A and C, as well as, they say, there's some cancer-protective glucosinolates. Bok choy is actually ranked by the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, as the second highest among nutritionally dense vegetables. That may come as a surprise. Other people think of kale in them, and they are, but bok choy is way up the list. I should mention here that it actually can grow in the cool season almost anywhere, but you can also grow it through the summer, even where I am, hot Texas, if you put it in partially shaded areas. So it's an excellent shade plant for a good part of the country. Next on my list is Japanese mustard. In other parts of the country, it's called Komatsuna. It is a Japanese mustard. It's ideal for areas that are partially shaded because it does very well with just a couple to 3 hours of direct sun. It's very spinach-like. Its leaves can be used raw in salads as well as boiled or cooked, just basically whatever you could do, stir-fried, same as you would use spinach. It can adapt to almost any preparation that you normally would grow regular spinach. It is usually grown as spring and fall crops in the harder part of the country, but you can grow it in the shade well into late summer if you have a good shady spot for it. And yes, in some ways, I almost feel some that are grown in a little bit of shade actually have better flavor than the ones that are in the hot sun. As a rule, onions usually need a long growing period and plenty of sun to produce bulbs, you know, large enough to make it worth the effort. But if you intend to harvest them as scallions or baby onion plants, any area that gets dappled light or even partial shade is plenty good enough to grow some beautiful scallions. Start with the seeds indoors and set the seedlings out about now in the spring. Keep the patch watered. Start harvesting the plants when they're about 6 or 8 inches tall, and they'll put out for well into the summer. And use them that way. A number of people call them scallions, but it's really a very similar plant. Moving on, though, a little bit different plant that some people get confused is chives. Chives indeed do equally well in the sun and in partial shade, although you will see fewer flowers in the clumps, of course, that grow in the shade. They need the sun. But that's not really a bad thing altogether, since too many flowers and the seed heads that follow can result in chives kind of popping up all over the garden, which I don't personally find a bad thing, but it can almost come invasive in certain situations. It's better to start chives from divisions rather than seeds, especially if you're going to grow it in the shade. Next on my list I've come up with is oregano. I actually use more of it now than I ever have. I've gotten where I really prefer it to some of the other herbs these days. Start your oregano plants from cuttings is the best, or divisions, and grow them in a spot that gets about 3 hours or so of sun each day, preferably in a container if you want to keep them in check, because there are times, again, in areas where I live that it can really kind of get out of hand. You will not get vigorous growth in the shade, but the stems can still trail to the ground and spread in all directions. The advantage of growing this perennial herb in partial shade is that it may delay or even prevent flowering, and I personally think it's got a bit more of a mellow flavor. And lettuce. I never think a lot of lettuce, but when I say lettuce, everybody thinks of just the head of lettuce that we all know, like iceberg. But there's a number of open lettuces that grow good in shady conditions. And if you have those open leaf varieties, you just keep harvesting the lower leaves to extend the harvest period. If you do want to plant the head forming, the regular leaves, you plant them every couple of weeks, so you always have coming along well into the summer. In certain parts of the country, it does get too hot, even in the shade, late in the summer. But you'll have lettuce all spring and into a good part of the summer. And this may be a bit of a surprise, but spinach does pretty quite happy in the shade most of the day, especially in the afternoon in areas where the sun gets too hot. This green is usually grown in two separate seasons, spring and fall, but it doesn't do well in real summer heat. But in partial shade and with sufficient water to keep it from wilting, a small patch of spinach can provide plenty of greens all through the growing season. Just pick the leaves as they enlarge. This promotes the growth of more new leaves from the center and the tuft and prevents, of course, the plant from bolting too early. Next plant I'm going to talk about has actually become one of my favorites. And a few years ago, I guess it existed. I just had never been exposed to it. The correct name these days is called arugula. But again, in my old days, when I first ran into it, it was actually had a better name. They called it salad rocket or just rocket. And it is really rewarding to grow in the shade. The growth may be a little less vigorous, but the leaves will remain tender and they keep coming for a longer and longer period than if it were actually grown in full sun. Arugula tolerates dry conditions pretty good, but frequent wilting will make the leaves a little tougher and bitter. You want to keep it hydrated if you want the best taste. In fact, that's one of the reasons why growing rocket in partial shade is such a great idea. Finding a range 3-3.5 hours of sun is all it needs during the day, and it'll still produce some even with less light than that. And again, it's actually more tender, and I think has a better bite to it, grown in the shade most of the time, than in actual sun. This might surprise some of you that are not living in the area I live in, but there was some kind of a survey, I don't know who does surveys, that at one point, cilantro has become, if not number one, one of the number one herbs for people to grow in the entire United States now. It was used to be just considered Mexican from Mexico or the Mediterranean. Now it's used in dishes from all over the world. This one herb elicits completely opposite reactions from people. Some love it and some hate it. If you belong to the first group, cilantro is one of the most rewarding herbs to grow, especially if you grow it in partial shade of the garden. You can sow the seeds anytime from spring to mid-fall. In fact, sowing a new batch every 2 weeks is a good idea, especially if you want to harvest the whole plant rather than the outer leaves. And do realize it does bolt in hot weather. That's why the later in the summer or the closer summer gets, the more shade it needs. It will grow in the shade, and it's another tender leaf. It's not as vigorous, but it'll not bolt as quickly, so you'll get several cuttings, I want to call it, from it, and then you'll need to replant some, but it's well worth it. It's, along with arugula, two of my new favorites that I use, I want to use the fancy word, in my culinary arts. And talk about a plant that's gotten so popular lately that it's actually caused some problems. I'll tell you that in a minute. That's kale. Basically, kale is a cold, hardy vegetable that you can plant out really early in the spring, almost across anywhere in the country, and then keep harvesting it long into the winter and spring, but for the hot spell of summer. Now, try this, though. Heat makes the leaves tough and bitter, but that can be avoided if you plant your second and later plants in shade wherever it's shaded for the hottest parts of the day. In other words, it won't get as big, it won't be as vigorous, but it'll taste wonderful. It just won't be quite as hardy. So you just have to, that just gives you more space to plant it. In other words, because the leaves aren't as big and in the way all the time, you can put more plants in any given area. Before I run out of time, I want to bring up one of my favorites, just because I've had such luck with it, chard. There's a bunch of different chards. The rainbows are beautiful. You can actually plant them in shaded areas out in your yard. They don't even have to be in the garden, and they make a beautiful plant. Chard can be grown in dappled light and partial shade, but you will need, if you want the bigger leaves and the more bold, it needs a little bit more sun. But the smaller leaves are just as delicious in salads and can be cooked to perfection. They're actually more tender. If you want the great big heavy stalks, which they're kind of good, I eat them too, but I'm more into the leaves, you need about 3 or 4 hours of sunlight and then shade the rest of the time when the sun's getting at its apex, at its hottest time of the day. Rainbow is as pretty as any plant. It's like growing flowers, except you get to eat it. So I want to get that in here because I'm running out of time. But by all means, if you've never planted chard, give it a it's an almost you can't kill it. And it does very well in open shade situations. And again, if you want the bigger, healthier, stronger ones, yes, give it a little bit more sun. If you have a spot that's early sun or till midday and then shade in the afternoon, your chard plants will do just fine. And one that might surprise you again are tomatoes, but particularly for these places where you don't have all the sun that you need, choose some of the smaller cherry tomatoes. They're called plums, but they can, first, they still grow tomatoes in a much broader range of temperature than our other tomatoes do, number one. Number two, grown especially in the shade, and maybe it's me, I think they're almost syrupy sweet sometimes. They're my favorite go-to tomato now for all of my, I make pico de gallo. I'm really into tomato sauces. I make my own spaghetti sauces. They are my go-to tomato, even though the big ones are nice and you slice them and you can put these big giant ones on your hamburger if you eat meat or whatever. But if I had to choose one, I choose one of these smaller tomato plants. They put out basically all through the year if you get this proper amount of shade. Most of the tomatoes, when it gets in the 90s on a daily basis, either go just dormant or completely stop putting fruit out. The cherry tomatoes that I choose will go another month or two longer than that and come back again earlier before it cools down as much. They just have a much broader normal temperature range than the bigger tomatoes, and probably, this is my guess, this is not science, it's probably more back to the primitive thing that we grew our tomatoes from. If you see what a tomato looks like, where they came from, for instance, in Peru, some of the first ones we found, you wouldn't even recognize them as a tomato that you and I would say that's what we eat. Anyway, running short of time. Hope you enjoyed this. Plant stuff in the shade. You can grow a vegetable garden in the shade. You just have to be a bit more particular about the vegetable you choose. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.